What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. And yes, I am wearing a tie.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everyone. So I hope you guys are doing awesome. I just got done with church, and I'm actually, this is a really proud moment for me. My kids, my two twins, are out doing something that we call fast offering. So they're out going to people's houses, and they go to church with us and basically getting donations to help people feed the poor and things like that, which is kind of cool. So I'm driving around and they're running in. So I may be pausing and starting this one over as they're going out, but they're in the house right now, and it's kind of fun. Proud day for me to watch the kids go out and do that. So it's pretty cool. But I want to share with you guys something, and I'm going to keep some of the names private to protect the innocent. But I think the story is really, really important. So one of my close friends recently did his first webinar and crushed it on it. Probably not at liberty to say numbers, but since you don't know who I'm talking about, it doesn't really matter. But did like over $20,000 the first day, and then it's gone a whole bunch more through replays and stuff. And it was their first shot at doing, first time doing this, and they're, you know, on top of the world. You're like, man, people are paying me for my stuff. It's so exciting. And I know that if any of you guys who have had success selling your own thing, you feel that. You're just like, I can't believe people are paying me for my thing. And it's like so fun and so exciting. And for the next day or two, he was in the emotion of that and the excitement of that. And then yesterday he messaged me. He said, dude, Russell, like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, well, what happened? What's the matter? He said, somebody messaged me and they said that they needed what I was selling so bad, they actually went and I don't know if they sold a car or they refinanced their car or something to get the money to be able to buy his thing. And he was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to take that. He's like, this person probably didn't have the money to do it, but they were so compelled by my presentation, by their offer and everything, that like they went and they did this thing to get money that they didn't have to be able to buy my thing. He's like, I don't know how to take that. I don't know what to, like, do I refund their money? Do I give them for free? Do I not? Like, and it was just like this weird conundrum. And some of you guys have been through that, and where people who believe in you and they trust in you and they're trusting in what you have to say and what you're created, that they're going to go and pay you for it. And sometimes it's scary. And so all I did is I texted him back one line, and it's a line from Spider-Man. So yeah, it's a cheesy superhero movie. But I texted him back. I said, with great power comes great responsibility. And I wanted to share that with you guys because as you are creating these businesses and you're selling people's products and you're selling services and you're selling hope and dreams to people, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to be 100% success rate. And I understand that. But for you guys who are doing that, you're learning these skills, you're learning a power, a great power, where you can persuade and influence and help and serve and change people's lives. And I want you to remember that with great power does come great responsibility. Like, knowing that, like, hey, I can't help everyone, but I need to put everything into my product and my service. I need to put my heart and my soul, because these people, like, they're trusting me with their money, with their well-being, with their, you know, their family's financial safety. They're trusting you with it. And so with great cat power comes great responsibility.
Hi. We played with their dog while we waited.
Was that pretty cool?
Yeah.
That's the power of service. You can play with their dogs. What was the dog's name?
Shadow.
That's pretty awesome. All right, Dallin's about to come back in too.
Keep it.
Did you like the doggy, Dal?
Oh, yeah, they had a dog.
So what did you guys just do?
Pet the dog.
Well, besides pet the dog. They're doing fast their duty, offering. Huh? Doing fast offerings, helping the poor people. All right, I'm going to be back here in a little bit, guys. All right, the next house, so I'll finish this up. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of restate for all of you guys, as you are learning this game and this thing, that while you're making money, don't forget about the people you're serving, the people who are paying you for your thing, and make sure that keeps you up at night. It keeps me up at night knowing that people are investing in my products, my services, and like, I got to make this thing the best in the world, because I know that someone else on the other side, like, is gambling something in their life. They're going without this to buy whatever my thing is, and if I haven't put my heart and my soul into the delivery and the fulfillment of that thing, then it's not worth doing. And I want you guys doing that, because the marketing stuff's easy to learn. It's easy to get people to say yes, but if you really want to build a legacy and really want to change people's lives, you got to get them to say yes and then actually serve them and fulfill the highest point you can. And so That's the game. That's the game, you guys. So again, with great power comes great responsibility. Serve your people at the highest level. Let that keep you up at night. Keep focusing on them. Do not forget about your customers. They are the reason why we're in business. So that's all I got, you guys. Appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you soon.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.